This is the People of Relic and EKR podcast, a podcast that delves into the minds of the people who work at advertising agencies Relic and EKR. I'm your host, Annabelle Sutton. We've had a lot of fun so far on this podcast, getting to know Relic and EKR's employees in in-depth interview-style episodes. In this new style of episode, we've asked multiple employees the same question. What does your morning routine look like? Let's see what they have to say. First, we're going to hear from Adam Castor.
What does your morning routine look like? My morning routine is not super involved. I usually wake up at like 7:30 later if I'm working from home. Usually watch some YouTube videos in bed before I actually get out of bed and get into the shower. Then, you know, get in the shower, get ready, get dressed. Grab something for breakfast, and then leave my apartment. And that's usually if I'm just going into the office. If I'm working from home, it's a lot more chill. Usually it's like wake up at like 8 or 8:15, go get ready, be ready by like 8:30 or something. If I have time, maybe like play video games for like a half hour before having to jump on daily stand-up, or if there's something that I really need to do that I'm like, well, I don't really know if I'm going to have time to do this during the day. Maybe I'll just like do it for the half hour before, in between like me finishing breakfast and daily stand-up. So it's kind of a variety. It's definitely a lot different than the weekend, because the weekend is a lot like, so it's really chill, getting up super late and staying in bed a lot more, just especially if I don't really have a lot of plans. So, yeah, that's kind of my morning routine.
I'm back because next up we're going to hear from me. My morning routine changes because, you know, sometimes I go through like really good phases. Other times I go through not as good phases, you know, where I'm just like rushing around. I wake up 5 minutes before I need to leave. I don't even have time to brush my hair, you know. But lately I've been doing a little bit better. So recently, this is what my morning routine has been looking like. I will wake up at like 6:30. I go to the gym. I recently got a VASA membership. So I've been trying to go often and get my money's worth out of it. So I'll wake up at 6:30 and I'll go to the gym immediately. And it's always a little bit hard waking up because it's like cold and it's dark. And the last thing I want to be doing is getting into my workout clothes and going to exercise. That just sounds like the worst thing ever when I first wake up. But I do it. And I'm always glad once I get there. And then at like 7:30, I come back and I get ready for the day. And then I'll do some kind of like productive, like I'll try to like write in my journal or do some reading and stuff like that, just to kind of give myself a second to breathe before the day starts. And that's been really nice because I feel like it helps me just kind of like get my thoughts together before I go about my day. And it makes me feel like I've accomplished something before I've even gone into work or school. And then I'll make breakfast and then I will head off to wherever I'm going. So yeah, that's my current morning routine. Again, this is like a very idealized version. I feel like I said before, I'll go through good phases and bad phases. Because, you know, there are other times where it's like 8:40 and I wake up and I like change into whatever I can find immediately. And I don't even brush my hair or anything. I just like go. So there's also that side of it. But yeah, that is my morning routine. Next, we'll hear from Callie Oram.
So my morning routine is pretty boring. I will admit, I used to go work out in the mornings and then I got really lazy. So now I just kind of get up. I start by going and kind of just start by doing my hair, doing my makeup. And then I will usually go hang out with my dog for a little bit or talk to my husband a little bit if he's up. But he usually sleeps in a little longer than me, so I'm jealous of that. But I'll try to, like I said, I'll do my hair, I'll do my makeup, then I will go brush my teeth, I will go get dressed, occasionally get something for breakfast if I'm feeling it. I'm not usually a breakfast person, so that's not too often. And then after that, I'll usually get my dog some food, get everything together, my work bag, and then I'm out the door. It's pretty easy routine, and I usually do that every day.
Now we'll hear from Erin Kratzer.
What does your morning routine look like? To be honest, normally I wake up to like 3 different alarms, and I've hit snooze a couple different times, and then I lay in my bed while my husband is asleep next to me, so my phone's like the lowest brightness it can get, and I scroll on Reddit for like 20 minutes until I have like enough cognizant awareness that I'm going to be late for work, and then I get up and I quickly get ready. I rush out the door, and normally I am in a rush, and so I run into things and make a really loud clanging and banging, and then I get a husband who goes, "You're so loud in the mornings," and I go, "Oh, I'm so sorry," and then I leave. That's it. That's my morning routine.
Next, we're going to hear from Josh Shear.
My morning routine does not look like much of a routine at all. I roll out of bed, start the coffee maker, and hop on the computer. I guess I get dressed and brush my teeth and all that, but like, I don't do like anything in the morning. I get up as late as I possibly can. There's no reason for me to get up early. I hate mornings. I hate them. I hate them.
Now we'll hear from Carrie Hess.
My morning routine looks like I snooze my alarm about 5 times, and then I stumble down my stairs, put my puppy outside, and crack a rock star every day. And then I drink my rock star as I get ready, and I listen to true crime podcasts while I get ready in the morning. And then I promptly finish my rock star and drive to the gas station to chase it with my morning Diet Coke. So that's how I start my day 7 days a week for the past 4 years. That's what I do.
Next, we're going to hear from Shaylee Taylor.
So my morning routine is basically I will just sleep in as long as possible. And then depending on the day, I will get ready or not get ready and eat breakfast. But I think the key there is that I will sleep in as long as possible. And I'm quite often late.
Our last response today will be from McKenna Olson.
My morning routine has kind of changed throughout the year. I started working full-time about 10 months ago, and so I've kind of been trying to learn what my morning routine is and what that looks like for me to be the most productive and to give me time to get all my stuff done before work. I'm the type of person that likes to get things done sooner, so I would rather work like a 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. than a 9 to 5, just because then I can be done with my day. And so for a while, that's kind of what it looked like. I would get out of bed, you know, brush my teeth, brush my hair, sit down at my desk and start working. And that was kind of all my morning would look like until 3, and then I would move on with my day. But I quickly learned that that was not the most effective way for me to do it. And so now my morning routine is a little bit more elaborate. I have learned that I like working out in the mornings, actually. So I will now get up and go to the gym for about an hour and then come home, get showered, get fully ready, get food in me, get my house all organized, and just be fully prepared to sit down and focus on work for that 9 to 5 time. And I feel like that has set me up for way more success. I'm able to work a lot more efficiently and effectively because my brain has been working for hours before I even have to work. So I'm not like trying to like get the grogginess out as I'm working. I'm able to kind of have a fresh mind, and then my things that I want to get done in the day are done, so they aren't distracting me. Like, I'm done with the gym. I'm not having to look forward to doing that. I've got it checked off. I'm a check-off kind of girl. So I got it checked off. I got my house organized, so I'm not distracted by my house. I've got everything settled, and now I'm able to work. So I feel like that and the fact that I'm ready also helps me be more productive. And so I feel like all that combined has kind of molded my morning routine to be what it is, and it's been so much more effective. I've been a lot less stressed and a lot happier because I'm just able to basically feel productive before I really even start my day. And I feel like that for me is kind of what a morning routine should be. It should help us to be and feel productive for the day. And this is kind of the way that I have found that for myself.
Thanks for listening today. I hope you liked hearing the various answers to these questions from our wonderful employees. And we'll catch you next week on another episode of the People of Relic and EKR.